In Parshas Ha'azinu, we read in the Shira, Tzur Yelod Choteshi V'Tishkach Kel Mecholaleko, that the rock who gave birth to you, Teshi, was forgotten, V'Tishkach Kel Mecholaleko, and you forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought you forth. So the Dubna Magid explains this pasuk with a beautiful mashal. And he says that there was once a man who was being taken to court, and he was really at a loss of what to do, because it seemed that the person taking him to court had incriminating evidence against him, and he was sure that he was going to lose the case. So he went to a consultant, and he asked him, "What should I do? Help me out over here." His consultant says, "No problem, just buy a whistle." "Buy a whistle? What's that going to help me?" he says. So he says, "Well, as soon as the judge asks you a question, just blow the whistle with all your might. And he's going to say, 'What's going on over here? Don't you hear what's going on? Don't you hear the claims against you?' And just blow the whistle again." He's going to think you're crazy and just throw the case out. So, sure enough, the court case comes. And the judge starts asking him, "Is it true that this and that happened? What do you have to say for yourself?" And he just blows the whistle again and again and again. And the judge says, "This guy is a lunatic." And he throws him out of court. He's jumping for joy. Baruch Hashem, he's so happy. He goes running over to his friend and he says, "That was beautiful. Thank you so much for this idea. And it worked beautifully." So the consultant says, "Okay, so pay me for this great idea that I gave you." So the guy pulls out his whistle and he starts blowing his whistle with all his might. And he says, "What's going on over here? You owe me the money?" And he just blows the whistle. He says, "What a chutzpah. The advice that I gave you, you're using against me." Says the Dubna Magid, that's what the pasuk's telling us. Tzur Yelod Choteshi, the Tzur, the rock, the Ribbono Shel Olam, who gave birth to you, Teshi, he gave you the ability to forget. He gave you the yicheles to forget. Imagine if a person wouldn't be able to forget all the terrible things that he heard. He would fall into misery, into depression. He wouldn't be able to live. Hashem gave us the ability to forget, so we should forget bad things. It helps us out. But tishkach kel mechilaleka, and he used that ability to forget, and you forgot the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. What a chutzpah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives keiches not to use chas v'chalila, to use the keiches against him. This applies to everything. Certainly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every person tremendous keiches to use the keiches for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Certainly not against the Ribbono Shel Olam, but even more so, to take those keiches and use them for the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person extra talents, extra intelligence, extra abilities, then he should use those and channel them to Avodas Hashem. They were given to him for a reason, and they should be used, but certainly not to use it against him. This message is certainly very timely for Sukkos. Sukkos is Zman Simchaseinu. Why is it Zman Simchaseinu? It's Chag Osif. Chag Osif is the time of the year that we bring in from the fields, we bring in all the produce that's been sitting out and drying out in the fields. And there's a tremendous amount of bounty and abundance inside the house. And people are happy. People are happy. And they have, Baruch Hashem, what to eat for the next year. However, this abundance is also dangerous. This simcha that comes in wake of all the wealth is a dangerous thing. As it says earlier in the parasha, V'yishman yeshurin v'yivot, shamanto aviso kosiso, that it says that Klal Yisrael, they became fat. They ate so much that they had so much wealth, and they started forgetting about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it has the ability, it's possible HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all this wealth, that we should have simcha, we should be ponei la'avodas HaMelech, that we should be available and have what we need, so we should be able to focus on avodas Hashem. And we take this wealth, chas v'chalilo, that Klal Yisrael to take this wealth, and use it connected to Ribbono Shel Olam. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the simcha, to use the simcha towards Avodas Hashem. And Sukkos is a time, it's a yontif, it's a zman when the family gets together, it's a zman when there's extra time, there's free time. So, not just that certainly one should be careful that he shouldn't use the simcha often when there's a lot of people around, it's possible for Lashon Hara to come up, There's extra time, there's extra eating, there's extra sudas, v'chulu. These things are possibilities for nisyonos in Avodas Hashem. Certainly the Zman Simcha is supposed to be used towards Avodas Hashem and not chas v'chalila to use the Simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us for our benefit and use it back against him chas v'chalila. And extra time also affords us really, it affords us the ability to be over the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to spend time. It says, Lo yinitnu yom tov l'Yisrael kedei she'yaseku b'torah. There's extra time, there's extra ability. A person is off from work. He's able to focus on Avodas Hashem to a greater extent. And the truth is that really, this is what the Sefer HaChinuch says is the purpose of the Dalan Minim. He says, Mishor she'a mitzvah of the Dalan Minim. Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu give us the mitzvah of taking a lulav and an esrog and kadasim and aravos? He says, because it's the time of Zman HaOsif. It's a Zman of Simcha. And he says, Simcha is a dangerous thing. He says, Yismuchu b'nei Yodam Simcha Rabba, mipnei ken nikrit chag HaOsif. And b'yoyis ha-simcha moishechas ha-choyim ha-har b'meshkachas menu yiras ha-likim. Since it's possible that when a person has a lot of simcha, he forgets about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, be'eis ha-hi tziva Hashem lakachas ben yodeinu, dvarim ha-maskir mo'esanu, ki kol simchas libeinu l'shmoy l'chvoydai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a commandment, gave us a mitzvah, that we should take in our hands. Things that remind us that all simcha is really supposed to be channeled towards Avodas Hashem. Now the Chinuch continues and he says that he wanted that the thing that the reminder should also be something which brings us simcha. And he says something fascinating. He says, V'yadua mitzad ha-teva ki arba saminim kulam esamchei lev re'em. And it's known that naturally these four minim bring simcha to people that have them. Certainly everybody loves to see date tree, palm trees. It's like, reminds them of vacation, something which is, it definitely brings simcha. But he says this is true about all the Dalan Minim. Each one of the four of the Dalan Minim are species that bring people simcha when they see them. It's supposed to remind us that the simcha is for Avodas Hashem. And the truth is, that's really the second reason why the Yom Tov HaSukkah is called Zman Simcha Seinu. It's not just because it's Chag HaOsif, but it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper on our avinus. It's coming in wake of Yom Kippur. And that's really the binyan of the whole Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, where mechabel al malchusai. And once we're mechabel the melech, so then certainly we have to have remorse of anything that we might have done against the king. And after we receive and we achieve kapara, then we have the simcha of coming together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Anan HaYakovid, the Zecher l'Anan HaYakovid, and the simcha of Simchas Torah, of Shmini Atzeres, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, one more day, stay with me. And we spend that day in the Simcha together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really, the Simcha is coming, as we said, in wake of the Kapar of Avinus. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's a Baskel that goes down on Matzah Yom Kippur, Leich Echol B'Simcha Lachmecho, Ki Kvar Rotzeh L'Kiyum Ma'asecho. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now you can eat a simcha because you're free of avinus. You're cleansed and you're clean from avinus, and that's the real simcha. The real simcha is the simcha of becoming clean from avinus, and that's why it's really zman simcha seinu. And there's the chag haosif, which is the material reason why it brings the simcha, and there's the kaparas avinus, which is the spiritual reason that gives the simcha. So to bear in mind and to always remember during Sukkot that the real simcha is the simcha of kaparas avinus, and chas v'chalila that it shouldn't bring us fakert, something against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The simcha is because we were forgiven, and a person that bears in mind the simcha, he will have a true simcha, a lasting simcha, because the simcha which is ain simcha, simcha like the Rambam says at the end of Hilchas Shofar Sukkah v'Luluv, he says, "Hasimcha sheyismach adam asiyas ha-mitzvah ba'avas ha-kel she-tzivonu ben avoy de-gedoy lehi." This is a tremendous avoida for a person to be besimcha. That's the real the teichacha comes because a person wasn't even a kadosh baruch hu besimcha. Simcha is the one of the greatest levels, is to be sameach in avodas Hashem. So if a person bears in mind what the true simcha is after Yom Kippur, and he reminds himself when he's holding the dalan minim that these things are kadosh baruch hu is trying to remind us what the real simcha is, the simcha avodas Hashem. Certainly, a person will be able to have, Be'ezer Hashem, a truly Simcha Deka Yontif, and Be'zeicha to Afrei Lechin Yontif Be'emes.